Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with Sam Norwood. Our good friend Sam is a longtime Brain Trust member, senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, and we just got green arrows coming out of our ears here, folks, on this survey. We're so happy about that. Sam, we're gonna give you a sitting ovation for all these green arrows. Good job.
I'm out there doing it all by myself.
He's our heavy lifter, folks. So order backlogs, what I call the sales pipeline, looks very much like, it almost looks like they just considered that in your respondents in their business conditions, because they're both pointing upward, ever upward.
Well, and in particular, the next 60 days on backlogs, that's orders coming in that are not yet delivered, services and products at the wholesale level, it took a gigantic leap in this past month, and I'll give you the specifics here. In the next 60 days, 60% of our participants expect improvements in the order backlogs. That's up from 40% just a month ago. That's gone from 40% to 60% of our participants saying backlogs are going to get better. It's at the highest level in more than a year.
Wow.
And that's the most tangible thing. If you've got orders on hand to ship, that's the most tangible indicator of near-term performance that there is.
Well, you know, Sam, and I mentioned this earlier this week, a year ago, last month, when I made my 2012 predictions, I said that if Romney gets elected, the economy will leap off the ground after that. But if he doesn't get reelected, if President Obama is reelected, the economy will still recover, not to the degree that if Romney had been president, but that it will still recover for this reason. Small business owners, Main Street folks, have basically sort of felt like there was a lid on their excitement, on their desire to take risks for 4 years. And I said, after this election, if President Obama wins, we're just going to say, you know what, you just can't keep me down for 8 years. I'm going to take risks. I'm going to go about my business. This is the new normal. I'm not going to be held back anymore. What do you think?
Well, before we break out the champagne about this order backlogs and how it looks, let's do keep in perspective that the outlook for overall economic growth this year is 2%. Okay, like in the 2% range. Mm-hmm. So
these green arrows have to be put in perspective. Is that what you're saying? I said that the economy isn't going to be great, but it's at least going to get it better, because you can only hold business owners back so long.
And consumers.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
We need to buy things, and people are in the stores. People have kind of adjusted for the past 5 years. Think of how people came out of the Great Depression in the 1930s, frugal, lean, mean, and not enjoying the luxuries of the 1920s. I think we're in that period now, too. We've adjusted, we're more frugal, but we've stabilized, and we're back in the stores buying the things we need.
I think another thing, Sam, is when the Obama administration, the rhetoric and the policies that have come out of that administration for the last 4 years have been so anti-business that it really hurts small businesses' feelings.
Well,
when a politician talks about us like we're bad guys, like we're, you know, our success, there's something to be ashamed about our success, that we're, you know, we're not giving back enough, et cetera, when we and different policies that we've had, like Obamacare, like the card check bill, and and things like that. At first, we were getting our feelings hurt. Now, when they do things like that, it's like, well, okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah. What don't you love it when you hear a politician say, well, you're just not giving your fair share?
Yeah, your fair share. Or no, how about this, Sam? You're so fortunate to have been successful.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that one, don't you? Yeah, like yeah. It had nothing to do with how hard you worked or the fact that you didn't. You weren't you yourself, like I was, not born on third base.
Well, right? we'll just have to suck it up and move forward.
I think it doesn't hurt our feelings.
Hurt, but
it doesn't hurt our feelings as much anymore. And I think that's what's causing part of this turnaround, because the conditions aren't really better if you think about it.
No, but we're just kind of plowing ahead and going, well, okay, this too will change, but in the meantime, let's go out and have some fun and create products and services and deliver them to people who want to have them and can afford to pay for them. And to heck with it.
And if we leave the last 30 days behind and only look at the next 60 days, capital expenditures and credit availability are both up.
Yeah. And the capital expenditures are up just a little, but that's better than in the past 30 days. But looking out, every one of the arrows is up. Now, normally, optimism about the future is a predictor of what's actually going to happen. We'll see next month whether it actually turns out as good and as strong as what it looks like, but wouldn't it be nice if it does, which I believe that it will. We have a good indicator here. And if you look, with the exception of December, our trend is really positive.
It is. There's no question about it. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, as we often do, we're going to spend the last segment talking about the employment situation with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum LLC, TatumLLC.com. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.